Welcome. And thank you for joining the Father's Vineyard podcast. We are located at 724 Oakland Road in Spindale, North Carolina, and invite you to join us.
We are a church that loves God, loves people, and makes a difference.
Now, let's join today's service.
Lord, we do thank you that you're our God. You belong to us, we belong to you. You've changed our lives forever. You've changed our life through eternity, through Jesus Christ. And we bring these up to you, boldly bring these up to you as intercessors. We ask you to touch Norman. We ask you, Father, to touch his body, that he would receive the healing power from the Holy Spirit, to touch his kidneys and his heart. I ask you to make him whole. Lord, pray for Brother Doug. We ask you to touch him and be with him and encourage him and change the body chemistry that he has and make it as you created it from the very beginning. Lord, just make him whole in Jesus' name. Lord, pause for a moment to pray for Pastor Charlie, and we thank you that he is here with us today. We give you praise, we give you glory. And we give you honor. You're still doing a work in this great man of God. And we see that he is who he is because of you. We are who we are because of you. And we're grateful for that. We ask you for a miracle to touch his body and restore him as you created him from the beginning. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good day today, right? Yeah. Well, Pastor Charlie, Miss Lynn, you guys come on up here. I'm going to share a little bit and welcome you. Well, everybody just welcome with me, Pastor Charlie, Miss Lynn. You can ride up here, but one caution, don't break speed limit. 25. Come on up. Come on up. Y'all can be seated. Thank you. So if you get caught speeding, it's her fault. Is that what it is? Oh, it's good to see you guys. It really is. Very awesome. We have some microphones here for you. Here's one. One for you. Is this one on? It's on. Uh-oh. It's on and ready. That is great.
So good to see all you guys. Wow, what a wonderful day to see your faces.
It's good to see everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow.
This is so loud. So hot.
Yeah. It's wonderful to be back with church. We've longed to be here. We would watch it online every time, but nothing like being here with you guys.
That's right.
Amen.
I don't know what to say, but I'm so excited to be here this morning. And when we came in, I was like really touched, and it just tears of joy that we are here again.
Yeah.
And I just want to read our message for the church today. To our dear church family, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you for the incredible love, kindness, and support you have shown us after Charlie's stroke.
Yes.
On one scary and traumatic morning, October 23, 2025. During one of the most difficult seasons of our lives, you have been the hands and feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your faithful prayers have strengthened and encouraged us. Your generous financial support has helped lift a tremendous burden. Amen. And every delicious meal reminded us that we are surrounded by a church family that truly cares.
Yes.
We are deeply grateful for every act of kindness, every visit, every encouraging words, every text messages, every phone call, every assistance in taking us to the doctor's appointments, and every prayer you uttered for us. Your love has given us hope and comfort when we needed it the most. And thank you also for those people who came to our house to fix our yard. Thank you. Please know how much we love and appreciate each one of you. We thank God for blessing us with such caring, giving, and compassionate church family. May He richly bless each of you for the love you have shared with us. In Galatians 6, 9 and 10 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers, and you did it for us. With all our love and heartfelt gratitude, Charlie and Lynn." Thank you so much. We love you all.
Are you finished talking?
Yeah, I've got something to say. Basically, just
this one's loud. I better be careful. But I remember Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me? Feed my sheep." And I think that's one of the greatest expressions of worship. When we love one another, we love God with all of our heart, soul, and mind, and spirit. We love the Lord because of His goodness. The praise team so amazingly did such a wonderful job. I've been so proud of them. Great job, praise team. Where did Travis go? I wanted to give you a fist pump. You did a great job. Travis Taylor. Where's he at? Over there? Come here, buddy. I was gonna come up here and give you a fist bump to say thank you. You did a great job.
Oh, no.
You're welcome to use it anytime. Thank you, Travis. God bless you, buddy. I've determined nothing really belongs to me. You know, everything belongs to Jesus. All this love is an expression of Jesus' love, and I thank God for you. I have seen Jesus because I've seen Him in each of you guys. And that's what's pretty awesome. Thank Pastor Terry and Brenda for all the encouragement and all the prayers. All of you have been so wonderful. This church is amazing. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Right? That's what we do. Blessed be the Lord. I tell you what, our praise team is awesome. Michael, you sang from your heart on that last song. We can feel that. Thank you.
This is the team that you built. You poured your life into these people. And they are just a reflection of what you are.
I think they look better than me.
Well, we're not talking about looks.
Not talking about looks. Now, if you're talking about Lynn, that's a different story. She's beautiful. Wow, my wife has been totally amazing. For 8 months. Yeah, that's right. So thankful. I wouldn't be here without Olivia and her in particular. Help me make through that song, Breakthrough. I have seen the Lord. I've seen him in you guys. I felt his love in y'all and in Lynn. He has, just like the Word of God says and Pastor Terry has preached on, I have more endurance and more patience now than ever. Been through the fire, and I'm better than I was before. And I know there's still people going through trials. They're always there, aren't they? They're there, but God strengthens us in them, just like the Word of God says, and we're better from it. Don't like going through them. No way. I mean, Satan tries to wear us out. And there was times I would have been worn out and given up if it hadn't been for Lynn and for you guys' prayers and support. Because it was tough. And I don't want to talk about me. I want to talk about Jesus and his love and the church that he's built and the little expressions of Christ that I've seen in you guys that have been amazing. God is so good. All the time.
Yes.
Amen.
You after the stroke, you had a little bit of a time of depression. But God brought you through that.
Sure so did, yeah.
People need to understand that, right?
Yeah, that was, depression is awful. Anybody going through it, you know, we pray for you, God, to give you that breakthrough to see the light and get out of it. Because one night I was in such, when it first happened, I was sitting here thinking, wow, I couldn't even get a job at Walmart if I wanted to. Not that that's bad, because I couldn't put cans up on a shelf, you know, so I was so down about. And I told the Lord, you know, I'm just being honest. You know, sometimes you have honest conversations with God. And I told the Lord, you hit me hard on this one. But, you know, and Lynn came. I said one night, I said, Lynn, I need prayer right now. Because I was thinking, it was a dark night, and I was thinking, that, like my favorite song, Breakthrough, you're strongest, you're stronger than, you're brighter than my darkest night, stronger than my toughest fight. Mm-hmm. Just one touch from you, my king, my friends. All you guys, and I'll never be the same again. I'm not the same. Hopefully better, because you never want to stop growing. Like Michael was singing just a few minutes ago, I'll never stop praising your name. I'll never stop praising your name. He deserves all the glory. Jesus Christ is Lord. Mm-hmm. He's the keeper and sustainer of our lives.
Amen.
He brought the children of Israel when it looked like there was no way out. He opened up the Red Sea for them to get escape from the enemies. He'll do it again, yeah.
Do it again, Lord. Do it again.
Yeah, do it again. Amen. So whatever you're going through, I want you to know there's always hope. Never give up on Jesus. He's the light that sustains us, the keeper and sustainer of our lives. So good to us. Thank you, Lynn, for walking with me through this. Amen. We love you guys too. Love y'all. Thank you so much.
Miss Lynn, you had some struggles. You've had a few struggles.
It's hard. You know, I mentioned about it's really a traumatic experience for me. That morning of 23rd of October, when I found him like sitting on the floor and can't talk. I mean, you know, I don't know what's going on with him. It was so scary, scary time for me. But I thought, my experience was like, my mind was like, can think of anything. I just walk back and forth, going in our bedroom, which I found him, and back and forth. And I was like, Lord, what am I gonna do now? I don't drive really far. I just drove going to back at our house to our, you know, to my job. I didn't have experience driving really far. And that time I was like, in my head, I was like, where is gonna go? What hospital? And I don't know anything in far away, you know, area from here. So, and also I was like thinking, my fear was like, is he gonna make it? Is he gonna die? But I trusted God. And then when we went to the hospital, I saw him like got a lot of stuff in his nose and mouth, and I was so scared, and I was like thinking, is he gonna live or not? And then I found out that after that, half of his body he couldn't even feel, couldn't even move. It's like his left side of his body was like, can the neurologist pinch him? Can't feel it? And I was like, Lord, what's gonna happen to him? What's gonna happen to me? What's gonna happen? I have lots of fear because everything he is doing, even bills, he will pay the bills, and I don't have experience something like that. In the Philippines, I'm doing all those stuff, but here, no, everything he's doing it. But so there's lots of fear. But then, and you know, after that, every movement, everything that happened, like the small thing that a little progress, like the first time that he moved his leg like this. We both cry. We cried. We were crying because it's like a miracle from God. Every little thing that we experience, we counted a miracle from God. A miracle from God because you guys prayed for him and prayed for us. And he's here. It's a miracle. He can, from no movement, no feeling at all from his left side, and can't even stand up. I remember one day when we came home, so he had a really bad case of UTI. And one day I went, we went to the bathroom and I gave him a bath. And he couldn't even stand up. And for two hours, I don't know what to do. For 2 hours, I was like, I was pulling him up from the chair, but he couldn't stand up. For 2 hours, it's like, Lord, what I'm gonna do now? What I'm gonna do? But God gave him a strength. And finally, he can stand up. There's so much, like, we thank you, Susan and George, for always being there for us. Thank you, Miss Rita, for being my, and Eddie, for being my GPS. I was one day I was driving going home because I need to wash his clothes, and the way going to SRI, going home, it's like they say one way that I knew, but then one day when I passed by, they blocked the road. There was a lot of police people right there. And so I was like, what am I going to do now? So I put it on GPS, but the GPS kept on bringing back to the same area, the same place where the police were. And I was like, Lord, what am I going to do now? So I drove past it really far. And then suddenly the GPS brought me to different direction, and I finally went home. And then one day I was like, Miss Rita, I think I turned early, and I don't know where I am. And so Miss Rita and Mr. Eddie told Miss Rita actually came and, you know, and led me where I need to go. So it is a lot of new experiences for me that God sustained me. God sustained him. Like, I'm taking care of him from morning until evening, until the 24/7, because I have to change him from time to time, because I'm so concerned that he will have another UTI. So I have to change him like from like the whole, sometimes five times a night. So you guys, I know I'm not alone. I'm not really alone doing these things, because you are there for me. You are there for us. And I know there are people who are worse than what we are going through. I don't know who are here who experienced something like really worse in their lives. But I believe God sustain you. I believe God sustain you all. Sustain us and me and Charlie. And his promise is he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Whatever the situation, whatever the condition, he's with us. And he will do his promise. His promises to us is yes and amen. So we have to trust him always. Always.
Amen. Thank you. You know, testimonies are always very special when they just are spontaneous and they're from your heart. It touches another heart. A heart will touch a heart. A mind will touch a mind. You know, you touch people with how smart you are, but when your heart begins to be poured out, it touches their heart. Changes are made. Changes are made when testimonies are shared. So you and I got to be able to, just for a brief moment, to experience and be there with her and with him during their difficult times. And we could tangibly feel some of that. But at the same time, it gives us more hope and gives us more direction on what we can pray for, what we can ask the Lord, who can do anything and everything. And but thank you guys so much. I do want to say this, that Doug and Vicky were not able to make it today, and they wanted to make sure that they wanted to be here so bad. They really did. They couldn't. And while we're on that, Brother Doug is in the VA hospital. I know it hasn't been, we'll let you know he's in the hospital, but she's given us permission to be able to share just a little bit. He has dementia and a touch of a mild case of Alzheimer's. And a couple of weeks ago is when he woke up, and he was just really like everywhere, just did not know where he was at, agitated, and just really didn't know. So they took him to the hospital, and he's been up there ever since. They're trying different medications to be able to help him manage his anxiety. He does know Vicky. He knew us when we went, and I think he knew. Did he know you guys when y'all went? Knew you from church. Okay, that's fine. But he does. So he has had a few days lately as very good days, but he still has some of those bad days. It doesn't appear that he will be able to go back home unless there's a miracle from God. He's, you know, he needs our prayers. He really does. But they're going to move him from the hospital, VA hospital part, and put him into VA community living that has more memory care and things of that nature. And it's going to get him out of a small room into a bigger area. And the doctors really feel like that's going to help him progress quicker. And also be praying for them. And I just told you that to update you. And they really wanted to be here. But what I want to say here is the lives that you guys live are not just for you. We see that you're living your life in Him. He gets the glory. And you guys are just making a huge impact. You have already, and you still will. But one of the things that I remembered Paul, and he said, this is the third time that he asked the Lord for this thing, this thorn in the flesh, to depart from me. Just, Lord, make this thing go away. And it's almost like what we can do is, you know, I can serve you better. I would be able to serve you more. I'd be able to serve you better if you made this go away. And that's really not the heart of God. It really isn't. Because He wants us to be able to serve Him no matter where we are, to worship Him no matter what's going on. And He said, I prayed three times. He said unto me, my grace, His grace, my grace is sufficient for thee. My grace. So the grace that we have from God is unmerited. We know that. It's undeserved. It's unearned. The grace, He said, this is my grace. And His grace is the ability, the divine ability from Him to be able to do what it is that we need to do now. You understand that? See, we go through things together. The stroke that we had, the stroke that he had, and the thing with Doug. And everybody, how many of you have been through some physical difficulties since you've been on this earth? See, the testimony of God is we may not be the same as we once were. But the testimony of God is we're here. And if we're here, God's here. You understand what I'm saying? And God is here through us. And when we see this thing, it said, my grace is sufficient. That word sufficient does not mean that I'm going to barely get you by. There's none of that. He said, it's more than you need to be able to do what I'm telling you to do. It's more than enough. It is fully sufficient right where you are, whether it changes or whether it doesn't. Do you hear me? Whether it changes or whether... See, we're not promised that everything physically or everything financially, that everything is going to be just great and wonderful. We're not promised that. Just like Miss Lindsay, he said, the promise is, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That means when the time gets hard, when the time gets rough, when the time gets difficult, he says, I'm here with you. And my grace is sufficient for you right where you are. Our limitations does not define who we are. Grace and love do define who we are, not our limitations. All of us have limitations, but we can't focus on the limitations. We have to focus on the grace of God. That right now, he says, it's not that I'm about to give it to you. You already have it. It's my grace, and I put my divine ability on you and in you to be able to do everything that I want you to do right now. Paul really began to understand that later. You know, he said, by grace you are saved through faith, not of, say that, not of works. Why? Lest any man should boast. Let me tell you about grace. There is no boasting of what you and I can do, have ever done, or will ever do. There is no boasting of man in grace. It's only in the man's doings and works. So if you're doing it by works, it isn't grace. If you're doing it by grace, it isn't works. So there's ample grace for this couple, and they are living in the grace of God. There's so many things I don't want to take up too much time, but the thing is he wants us to know that it is his ability that we are going to live by and live in. We can do nothing without him. Nothing. But he can do everything through us that he wants to do. When I talk about grace, I recall, do y'all remember Dick and Judy Holt? He was a paraplegic, and he was born that way. And this was in the late 60s and 70s. And the doctor said, he'll never be able to think, he'll never be able to talk, he'll never be able to communicate, and he'll never live a normal life. He'll never live a life worth living. But they didn't listen to that. They took their baby, and when he was a teenager, his name was Ricky. When he was a teenager, they realized this boy is smart. He can't do anything, but this boy is smart. They had computer experts to come in, and they designed computers, and this was in the 70s, designed computers for his eyes to be at this thing, a computer thing, that his eyes would look at a number, a letter, or a number, a letter, and he had and he's in a wheelchair, and he had a apparatus over here that he would just bump it, and it was called a bump it, and that would be typing a letter. So they did that through God's knowledge, did that to be able to communicate to his parents. He couldn't talk. Couldn't until he died. He couldn't. And you begin to see that, and you see what God has done, but they didn't give up on him. They never quit on him. They never gave up on him. And then one day when he was 15, he looked at his parents and he typed out. A friend of his was in an accident and was paralyzed, and they are running a race for charity. He told his father through that apparatus, he told his father, "I want to run in that race to raise money for my friend." He's in a wheelchair. His dad did that, and what he did, it was a 5-mile race, and he pushed him. It was a run, not a race, I'm sorry. He pushed him for 5 miles. His dad was not an athlete, but he pushed him in his wheelchair for 5 miles and finished that race. At the end of that run, he typed, not there, but at when we got home, he typed it out with this bump thing. He typed it out. He said, "For the first time in my life, I do not feel handicapped. I feel free." His dad, from that moment on, trained himself, went through gym, went through training, and he entered marathon. They ran the Boston Marathon 30 times. They went through triathlons, and that's where you swim, you ride a bike, and you run. But he would swim and pull a raft attached to him. He would ride a bicycle that had his son in the back and on the basket in front of him, and then it would push. His dad was doing every bit of it. But his son was saying, I did it. Do you hear it? That is such a huge picture of grace. We don't even have to get in the chair. Do you hear the effort? He's not looking for our effort. He's looking for our surrender. No matter what the situation is, he's just looking for our surrender. So you begin to see that all of this we don't have understanding. But when you don't understand, it's just like Lynn said, when you don't understand, you trust. He is going to do everything that he wants to do. No matter what we go through, he's going to get glory through our lives. And through our surrender, no matter what, we want everything to change. He wants us to change. Do you understand what I'm saying? We want everything to change, to make it better, to do this. And we can ask God, we should ask God for things. But the whole time, he's looking for you and I to change.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't it wonderful? It is wonderful. You guys are just absolutely awesome.
You're awesome.
You guys are awesome.
Thank God for your life.
So you begin to see that we have this grace that's generated and motivated by love. He is a miracle today. I'm a miracle today. You are a miracle today. We need to celebrate those miracles. We need to celebrate God in the midst of all of it. They are facing something in the next couple of weeks that the insurance and stuff has ended for the year, but they still want him to go through therapy, and we have an opportunity to assist them in making sure he doesn't have to stop his therapy for the next 3 or 4 months. Until January, when they pick back up again. And I think it's somewhere around $7,500, something like that, for that length of time. Physical therapy, occupational therapy, we got some of those. Matter of fact, I think, Erica, haven't you been with Charlie? No. But you met him, okay. But see, she's an occupational, right? Physical therapist, her husband. Forgive me for that, but anyway, see, God puts people in our lives to be able to do what he wants us to do. Amen. So, I want us to take up an offering for them and to assist them for August, September, October, November. Yeah, for the next 4 months. To help them and to assist them. You know, he told me, he said, God will provide. And I said, I know who you're talking about. He will provide. But at the same time, when we have an opportunity to assist somebody, and let's assist them, okay? So you can give as you leave. You can give. You can come up here and drop it in, whatever you want to do. What I want to do is we're going to end right now. And I want you to give you some time. I don't need you to come up and give him a book report. I know you want to. I know you want to. But just come up and say hello and make room for other people to come so they can say hello to him. Just love on them. And would you be able to do that if you want to? And if you need to leave by everything, it's okay to leave. It's all right if you got other things to do. I know this wasn't planned, but they have poured so much into this place, and it's our opportunity to pour back. Yes, ma'am.
I want to say something about Charlie. Charlie maybe has had a physical part of him that's not been working, but there's a part of him that has been. My home group went to visit Charlie. My son had a stroke a month before Al did, before Charlie did. One of the first things Charlie said to me was, "How's Al?" And you know, when we left that day, I forgot my Bible. If any of you know me, you know I don't go anywhere without the Word of God. That's the most precious thing I have. I called Charlie back, and he said, "I was up during the night. I was praying for Al." Guess what the scripture says about healing? It says to pray for one another that you might be healed.
Amen.
Do I think God's going to heal Charlie? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. The Word of God's working mightily in you, Charlie.
Working mightily, yes.
Yes, and when the pastor introduced you as Pastor Charlie, this is Pastor Charlie. And I love you.
I love
you too. Now, he and I go way back.
Way back.
Charlie, I don't know how old you was. 14, 15 maybe. Come to my house, played basketball many a day. Loves my family.
Absolutely, yes.
Have we been praying for you? We sure have.
Thank you so much.
Because this is a mighty man of God.
Amen.
By the grace
Amen.
Of God.
Amen. 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 Well, let's stand. Make your way up here when we end the prayer and say hello to him and don't wear him out. Now he may return to his seat when you come by. He don't have to stand up the whole time. Let's pray together. Lord, we do thank you for this man of God and this woman of God, and we ask you to do it again. Do it again, Lord, like you parted seas and like you delivered people, Lord. Do it again. You saved this man. Now you can deliver this man also from this affliction.
Yes.
Father, touch his left side. Quicken his physical body to a place that he would be once again made new just for you. You are the one who deserves all the glory. And we lay hands on him today and we tell them we love them and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we have some music and guys can come up and spend some time with him?
Thank you for joining us today. We hope today's worship and study of God's Word was encouraging to you. If we can help you in any way, please reach out to us by going to fathersvineyard.org. That's fathersvineyard.org. Thank you again, and we hope we can see and hear from you soon. Until next time.